As I sat by my window last evening, the letterman brought unto me a little gilt-edged invitation saying, the girls want you over for tea. Well, I knew that the Fogartys sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. There was cod liver oil and fresh butter, lampwicks and liniment too. Pastry as hard as a shutter that a billy goat's jaw couldn't chew. Salsa and dish soap and cabbage that would give you the fever and aches. You'd crack off at the knees if you happened to sneeze after eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Mulligan wanted to taste it, but really it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour and couldn't get none of it loose. Then Kelly came in with a hatchet and Murphy came in with a saw. Why, that cake was enough, be the powers, to paralyze anyone's jaw. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away till she tripped over Flanagan's slippers and spilt the homebrew in their tay. Oh, Jimmy, she said, you're not eating. Try a little bit more for me sake. Ah, no, Miss Fogarty, says I, for I've had quite enough of your cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Maloney was took with the colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head, McNulty lay down on the sofa and fervently wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, where she actually did wriggle and shake, and everyone swore they were poisoned or more after eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache and would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. You'd crack off at the knees if you happened to sneeze after eating Miss Fogarty's cake.